You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Ram fans, this is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 372. Got a hodgepodge of stuff we're going to share this episode. I'm going to save the next stage of my tour through Rams position groups until the ensuing episode, an episode out or two. Next up will be the edge rushers. Got a lot of little things, fun stuff to talk about this episode. It is episode 372, so I'm going to talk about a player who wore number 72 real quickly. One of my favorite players, well, you know, I wouldn't say actually he was one of my favorite players. One of my favorite people that ever wore a Rams uniform, and that would be Chris Long. Now, he wore number 72 for a few years and then switched to his college uniform number 91 after Leonard Little moved on. Christopher Long, 6'3", 270-pound defensive end out of the University of Virginia. Howie Long's son, of course. Born in Santa Monica in 1985. I didn't do the research, but I'm guessing that's about when Howie was playing for the Raiders in Los Angeles. Educated guess there. Drafted second overall by the Rams in 2008. And he was just the second son of a Hall of Famer after tight end Kellen Winslow II to be drafted in the first round. Played 8 years for the Rams, 58 and a half sacks. He was a very, very good player. I don't know if he ever lived up to that number two overall draft selection, but he was a darn good player. And I really liked what he's done with his life after football. Involved in a lot of good stuff, including the Water Boys, helping challenge communities in Africa, find drinking water. Have a lot of respect for pro athletes that when they get out of the game, find something positive to do in the community and in other communities. So salute to Chris Long for that. And by the way, Puka Nacua was on Chris Long's Greenlight podcast, and they had a really cool discussion. At one point, Puka explained the attention to detail Sean McVay demands of his players. Pretty amazing. Sharing some special moments he had in his rookie season, moments where he realized he was going to be a good NFL player, as well as a moment where he realized, yeah, I am in the NFL and I am going to get crushed occasionally. Fun stuff. I found it on YouTube. Chris Long's Greenlight podcast with Puka Nacua. Check it out. And I got a trivia question for you, focusing on free agency-centric trivia. Actually, this one is a trade. And then as we get closer to the draft, we'll switch up to draft trivia. We did that last year. It was a lot of fun. So here's my question. On October 28th, 2014, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traded a safety, a former first-round pick, seventh overall pick, to the St. Louis Rams for a fourth and sixth round pick in the 2015 NFL draft. And this trade came as a surprise to a lot of people, especially this player. Did not see it coming. Came over to the Rams in that trade early in the 2014 season. I'll give you the answer at the end, and you're probably already all saying it out loud. Some random Ram news items. They have hired Kansas State's Chili Davis as an assistant special teams coach. Man, that's one area where we do need some help. This hire came out of nowhere. Davis, pretty much an unknown in NFL circles. First time I saw that name, I'm thinking, was it the San Francisco Giants center fielder, Chili Davis? I think so. And in a couple of years, he'll be hired off to be a head coach somewhere else in the NFL. I heard a news item, and I don't know if it's happening for sure, but the Rams are promoting a Hermosa Beach draft party. Have to keep your eyes and ears open for that one. That could be a lot of fun. And Puka Nacua has made it onto the NBA Celebrity All-Star team. Well, cool beans, Puka, just don't get yourself hurt. That's all I'm going to say about that. I was checking into some Super Bowl odds, and Rams odds are kind of all over the place, but I think this one that I found is pretty representative of what's going on in the betting world. The 49ers, the current favorite, plus 500 to win the Super Bowl next year. I don't know. I thought they'd drop a little bit. It's a hard thing to come back from what they went through. And they have some roster and salary cap challenges. Brandon Ayuk, apparently, thinking he may want to play elsewhere. Is Trent Williams finally going to retire? They got a bunch of free agents. $500,000 in cap space. But 49ers are the favorite right now, followed by the Chiefs at plus 750. The Ravens plus 850. Next up is the Bills and the Lions, both plus 1,200, the Bengals plus 1,400, and then the Cowboys and the Eagles plus 1,600, the Dolphins plus 2,000, the Packers and Texans, and the Chargers plus 2,500. Chargers jumping up there. Is that because of the Harbaugh hire? I mean, they had a good roster, still have a good roster, have a good quarterback, and now they have a very good coach. So I'm guessing that's why. The Jags and our Los Angeles Rams and the New York Jets all plus 3,000. Jags were a disappointment last year, as were the Jets. The Rams were a surprise. So that gets you to the top 15 teams. Six of the 15 are NFC teams. So the Rams coming in as the sixth NFC team. So what the odds makers are telling you is they have a really good shot at making the playoffs, and I would agree with that. Nine of the 16 AFC teams. I'm not going to go through all these odds, but the Seahawks have dropped down to the 26th pick. Actually, they're tied at 23 with the Cardinals, Raiders, and Steelers. But with Pete Carroll exiting, that's obviously affected their odds a little bit. At the very bottom, the Panthers plus 25,000, the Patriots plus 20,000, and the three teams right above them at plus 15,000, the Giants, Titans, and Commanders. Giants and Titans getting a little disrespect there. I mean, not too long ago, they were playoff teams.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Now, I've done a few mock drafts myself already, and I've also been reviewing a bunch of other mock drafts presented by various experts and journalists across the web. And I thought this would be a good time to start focusing on players that I really like for our Los Angeles Rams. And this is a list that's going to change over the next couple of months, obviously. But right now, I'm going to give you 10 guys that I have my eye on that I really like for our Los Angeles Rams. Most of them I have mentioned at one point or another. I'm going to start off with Braden Fisk, the defensive tackle out of Florida State, a Senior Bowl guy, tore it up, should be there in the third round, and he just strikes me as the type of player that Rams would be all over. Add him to this group. Man, we need some bodies on this defensive line. Aaron Donald getting up there in years. Kobe Turner, man, he's looking like he's going to be a great player as well. And then Braden Fisk, we add him. I would be really happy with where our defensive line is right now. Add a veteran free agent, a bigger body for the middle, and we'd be good to go. The second draft prospect I really like for our Rams, Talisi Fuaga, the offensive tackle out of Oregon State. Bring him in. Move Alaric Jackson to guard. Steve Avila to center, hopefully retain Kevin Dotson, but if not, find another guard to plug in there or draft a guard later in the draft. And our offensive line is set, still a really deep unit. Fuaga would be great for this new running attack we have and protecting Matthew Stafford's blind side. The third guy I like, now if you're going to grab Fuaga in the draft, you're probably not going to also get this guy, Jackson Powers Johnson, an interior offensive lineman out of Oregon, another Pac-12 guy. If Dotson moves on, this is a guy the Rams would have to jump all over, in my opinion. There's a couple other guys later in the draft that we could also go for. I'll mention one of them here in a second, actually. But Jackson Powers Johnson, you're going to love what this guy can do in the run game. Power running attack, Jackson Powers Johnson would kick it off for you. The fourth guy, like, another running back out of Notre Dame, Audric Estemi. He's a bigger back, fits this running game perfectly, though. And we hit the jackpot last time we grabbed our Notre Dame running back. Twice we have, actually. I remember Jerome Bettis played there as well. Now, I really doubt we're going to go running back in the first three rounds, and you'd have to grab this guy. But, man, I'd love him as a guy spelling Kyren Williams, taking a little bit of the load off of Kyren and just beating up linebackers and safeties in the run game. The fifth guy I really like, another Pac-12 guy. We won't be saying Pac-12 any longer, I realize that, but Jalen Polk, the wide receiver out of Washington. Some people see him as just a vertical threat. That's because that's what they see on the highlights, but Polk is an excellent route runner and a great yards after catch guy. We need a receiver. Cooper Kupp is always banged up, it seems. Puka Nacua, his style of play, he's susceptible to getting banged up and missing downs, if not games. Polk would be a great addition. And you know Sean McVay is going to be looking for another wide receiver to add this year, and Polk would be a good one to grab. The sixth guy is, after what happened with Stetson Bennett last year, I don't know if the Rams are really looking to find a backup quarterback in the draft. I think they're going to wait a year to find their next quarterback, or they'll trade for a quarterback like they did for Stafford, or sign a free agent to be our next great quarterback. But I kind of like Gavin Hardison, the quarterback out of UTEP. Really impressed with his touch and feel. He just strikes me as a guy that would excel in a McVay offense. So if you're going to draft a quarterback late, and Stetson Bennett, if he's not going to work out, go ahead and grab Gavin Hardison. The seventh guy I like. Now, if you need an interior offensive lineman and you couldn't get Jackson Powers Johnson, or you just opted to go a different direction in the first round, Cooper Beebe, the interior offensive lineman out of Kansas State, would be another solution. Another guy that just fits this Rams running attack really well. Powerful, kind of nasty offensive lineman. If Dotson moves on and you don't get Jackson Powers Johnson or a similar player earlier, Cooper Beebe in the second round would be a great option. The eighth player I want, well, I'm going to cop out here a little bit. Any one of these top five cornerbacks, Quentin Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Nate Wiggins, Tarion Arnold, Don't necessarily have them in the correct order, but any one of these five I would love to have on this team. Not sure which one the Rams would gravitate towards, and it would have to be in the first round. If you're going first round cornerback, take the one you like, take the one that's left. I love all five of these guys. The ninth guy I'm going to mention here, Tyrese Knight, an inside linebacker, another guy out of UTEP. Who would have thought I'd have two guys from UTEP on this list? He's a fifth or sixth round prospect, and I think we're still a little thin at inside linebacker. I'd love to have two great linebackers like the 49ers do. Right now, we really just have one, Ernest Jones, who doesn't get the credit he deserves as being a great linebacker in the NFL. But let's add someone like Tyrese Knight to help this unit out. 6 feet tall, 235 pounds, explosive and very versatile, can cover, can stop the run, go sideline to sideline. Rams don't focus enough on this position, and they probably won't draft a linebacker at all if my predictions are correct. We'll get to those in another episode. But I like Tyrese Knight out of UTEP. And the 10th guy I like is Sione Vaki, the safety out of Utah. He actually played running back as well for the Utes, and he'd be a great special teams player. He'll probably be there in the fourth round, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds. Man, these players out of Utah, they bring it. He is just a great football player. Could do a lot of things for an offense, a defense, and special teams. And I have to thank Paul Walia, one of our roundtable guys, for pointing this guy out. And I looked him up, and I was impressed. I think he might be Paul's favorite player in this entire draft. Sione Vaki out of Utah. Those are my 10 guys right now. Hey, if there's someone I'm missing, someone I should add to this list, someone I should bump off, let me know. I'll take a look at it, and we'll redo this list on occasion as we get closer to the NFL draft. And to wrap things up here, the answer to my trivia question, who was the Tampa Bay safety the Rams traded for in October of 2014? I know this one was too easy. Mark Barron ended up playing 4.5 years for our Rams, 3 years in Los Angeles. Played in 67 games as a Ram, had 380 total tackles, along with 5 interceptions. Really good player, wrapped up his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com, and don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.